Fans of the rock band Phish have a lot to celebrate right now. 5 years ago, the jam band broke up after more than two decades. Now Phish is back together and back on the road, playing sold-out shows across the country. Next week, Phish is releasing its first studio album in 5 years, called simply Joy. When the sun Phish is one of rock's most popular touring bands ever, with some of music's most zealous fans, called Phishheads. The band's singer and lead guitarist, Trey Anastasio, and the keyboard player Paige McConnell sat down to talk with us about the reunion. Trey says it all began on his birthday with a gift, a poem from Phish lyricist Tom Marshall. Those words became the first song on the album. A couple days later, his three bandmates showed up with a gift of their own.
An album that they had made for me that was songs that I could overdub onto, but more importantly, it came in this amazing package that was a triangle that opened up, and inside of it was an actual album with album cover art, and they had done a photo for the cover, and it was unbelievable and very, very, very moving.
Paige, it almost sounds like you and the other bandmates were trying to court Trey, almost the way you would court a love interest to get him back into your life.
It's much more complicated than that, I think, because Trey and I had been talking on the phone quite a bit just about our history and our relationship, and that sort of happened over the course of 2 years leading up to that, maybe. It was just a gift. There were no strings attached. You decide what it contains, how long it goes, if it remains. The only rule is it
begins. Happy, happy, still my friend. When we did our last show before we stopped, it was in Coventry, and there were 3,500 people on the backstage guest list.
This is Coventry, Vermont, right?
Yes.
3,500 people on the backstage.
There were more people backstage than a lot of bands have at their in the audience.
And the audience itself, from what I understand, it was tens of thousands of people in mud up to their knees.
Right,
there was flooding.
Right.
It was, I mean, kind of an epic event.
It was an epic event, and it was a little sad. And the point that I'm making is that it's tiring when all your friends are there. It's fun, but it became very unhealthy. Today, that's all gone.
And so now you have this new album. And listening to it, a lot of the songs do seem to look back. Let's listen to one of them. This is the last track on the album, 20 Years Later.
I can hold my breath for a minute or so. 5 days without food is as long as I'll go. I didn't sleep once for 4 days and three nights. I once didn't stop for seven red lights. I jumped into water.
There seems to be kind of a wistfulness in this. Like, it sounds like you're saying I made mistakes, but those mistakes kind of made me who I am.
That sounds pretty accurate.
20 years later, I'm still upside down.
And it's a small world, and it's turning real fast.
Upside down.
It's a new day, and the morning has passed.
I've heard many of your fans say that you really can't experience Phish until you've seen the band live. And I'm sure many people listening to this haven't seen you live and may buy the album but may never see you live. What do you say to the fans who say, look, you really don't know this band until you've attended a concert?
This is Trey talking. I have to agree with that statement.
Really?
Not that I'm not trying to, you know, promote
not
a record
that people
that,
shouldn't buy
that
the
we
album.
Love,
but
that absolutely, I love the record.
It's interesting because when we're in the studio making a record, I already know that most of the fans aren't going to really think that much of it. I don't necessarily have to worry that I'm going to please them, because what they want is the live show. They don't really want this album. So many previous albums we've released have come out, and the hardcore fan base doesn't really embrace it.
Because Phish is so good at playing live, they recorded most of the songs on this album live, some in just one take. One notable exception is the song Time Turns Elastic, clocking in at 13 minutes.
In and out of focus, time turns elastic.
Trey, tell me a little bit about the origins of this song and how it's different from the other tracks on the album.
Well, this was written at first It has a full orchestral piece for guitar and orchestra, and interestingly, it's going to be performed
with the New York Philharmonic.
With the New York Philharmonic on September 12th. But when we got to the studio, our producer said it wouldn't be a Fish album without one of those big epic Fish tunes, and we arranged it with the four of us, bit by bit, as a Fish tune. We had to kind of go through
something like 260 takes, from what I've read.
That's what I hear. And we liked number 217.
Now that the leaves have turned to gold, the moments all glow, frozen and free from time, and out here on my own.
So you guys played together virtually nonstop for 20 years. You took 5 years off. Now you're back together with a new album. What happens next? You just keep going till you're 85?
What we have is a second chance here to do this, and it was so successful for those first 22 years or so, and then it went away, and if it hadn't come back, that would have been a lot. But then to be able to come back and have a second chance at it and to tweak some of the things that weren't exactly right.
We're aware of how rare it is for a band after 27 years to have all the original members,
yeah,
and to be still playing together. It's a very, very precious thing.
Trey Anastasio is the guitarist and lead singer, and Paige McConnell is the keyboard player for the band Fish. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
There's live video and songs from Fish's new album, Joy, at nprmusic.org. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Joel Riddle, Kara Tallo, and Nicole Beemsterboer. Senior producers include Tom Bullock, Cindy Carpian, Neva Grant, Barry Gordimer, and Jim Wildman.
Tracy Wall sat in this week for our executive producer, Natalie Kasicka. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montagne and Ari Shapiro. It's been swell having you in the host seat this week.
Thanks, Renee. It's been fun.